I would want to state that the government has not been sincere since this crisis began, because initially the government did not place before us any proposal. But sometimes yesterday in the morning when we met in Parliament, the three ministers who are meant to be part of the cabinet subcommittee handling the strike crisis in Kenya decided not to come to the meeting before the committee of parliament, saying that they were already making steady progress to resolve the crisis. Now, later in the afternoon, the Teacher Service Commission did communicate to us that the government had proposed that they were ready to harmonize teachers' pay and other public servants, but they were only going to do so when that pay was first in three installments, 1st of July 2012, 1st of January 2013, and 1st of July 2013. Now, we were expected to react, to respond to this kind of proposal, and then we did indicate that, yes, we were agreeable that the government could harmonize the pay, but we were not agreeable to the first mode of payment. We wanted it to be paid at once. That is one. It followed the Parliament Subcommittee on Education having isolated the issues which were bringing conflict. And therefore, we thought the government would be constructive in engaging in this fashion.
Now, but talking about accusing the government of not being sincere or not, some are saying it's neither here nor there, because if the government doesn't have the money to pay to meet your demand, there will certainly be a stalemate and the teachers will not go to the classroom to teach. So at this point, you are unwilling.
That is true, but you are saying in the 2011-2012 budget in Kenya, the other government departments, including education, returned to the treasury 106 billion Kenya shillings. And what is supposed to be on card to resolve this crisis in the interim is basically 13.4 billion Kenya shillings. So that is the reason for which you are saying that the government does not show commitment in handling the teachers' crisis issue. But you can also see in Kenya that every public servant is on the streets on the strike. The medical workers are on the streets, the lecturers are on the streets, and now the segments of the society are also coming out. It is an illustration that this coalition government does not show any commitment to public servant employees.
What do you think can be done to address this problem? Because it's Kenyan students and pupils who are suffering from this ongoing strike.
The best to be done is to show commitment that they are ready to pay, harmonized pay, and show how structured the negotiations can begin from now henceforth. There is no any other alternative. We have to face this one as a reality, because already teachers have been out of school for 3 weeks, and this government offer comes out too late. And it is an illustration that the two ministers of government, one for education is announcing that they are ready to pay this, yet the Minister for Finance is saying there is no money to pay. So you see that how can two ministers of government have different positions, yet they are members of the same cabinet subcommittee resolving this crisis? It means that there is no coordination in government, and therefore the two principals also of this country, the president and the prime minister, have not come out to address the issue. It is an illustration that the government wants the students of Kenya not to do exams. They want children of Kenya not to go to school. That is what is happening.
Now, but that is not fair to say, because there are cabinet ministers who are in charge of addressing this concerns. Why do you think the president or the prime minister need to make a pronouncement about this before anything can be resolved?
There are two issues here. There are people in government who want to politicize the issue. Secondly, the president knows very well that he is not seeking re-election because of constitutional provision. So he does not care. And he's somebody who has always been standing on the fence whenever there are issues of such grave importance in this country.